was about to grab a chip too.
I mean, somebody.
I heard.
As soon as I clicked it, I heard. Yeah.
I was looking. I was like, shit.
Again, you gotta, like, Emma's down or something. Jesus.
I asked, are you ready? Yes.
Yeah,
but that's what happened last time, Mario, when you were out of town. Yes. I was like, okay, like, everybody ready? Everyone's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm like, recording and.
Like, I didn't even start it right away. No,
it's a button push.
You can easily say, yeah, so count it down. Like, three, I'm thinking two,
of
one.
Opening a giant bag of fucking chips right now. Maybe. I'm not ready.
I have these ginger candies that that like next to my desk, and I was like, I may want one or two during the recording, so let me open the wrapper now, so I just have to pick it up from the table and not have to mess with the sound of the wrapper. So, yeah, you know,
that's a fair way of thinking.
Yep,
that's a great way.
Yep.
Of thinking.
That's what we're doing. Right before, if we're not ready. Like when we say, like, yeah, we're ready. Let me do this real quick.
Like, why do you say you're ready?
Okay,
don't say yes then. So, hold on, let me get my fucking snack table going.
Let me get my line of coke going.
Yeah. Bless. Well, there's our open, like, behind the scenes.
We always find something.
Yeah, that's us at our best, I think.
And welcome back, everybody.
Get to be. Oh yeah, hey, welcome in, everyone. It's week 5 preview time. Mario host is here. Deez is here. Fonz is here, and yeah. William is here with a bag of chips. That was you,
Big Willie style.
No, it was Deez.
No, I didn't have anything.
All right, it was my brother.
Busted. Sorry, all right, let me take a guess as to what chips. I guarantee they have some kind of chili powder or.
I already showed it, but okay.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Can I guess the color first? It's like 20 okay, questions. Sure. To. Is it red?
Yes.
Wait. Turn off your camera and then take a bite, and then we'll try to guess what it is.
From the sound?
Yeah, I guess that's how I guess Jay when he ate his.
Wait, Fonz, do you know this already or no?
Yes, I know it already.
You know what it is? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to guess.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Have at it.
You're going to make us listen. This is some weird ASMR.
No, not
without the noises. Yeah, without the grunts, please.
God damn it.
Don't try not to breathe. I too. Like, just take a bite and keep crunching. All right.
Let me try it again. Crunch.
God damn it, Will. Follow instructions. Don't speak.
I got it.
Don't grunt. Just chew. Just bite the chip and chew.
One more.
That was crunchy.
Those are hot fries.
That was crunchy. A hot fry?
I don't know.
I'm going to go hot Cheeto. Hot something. Hot Cheeto. It's not a Dorito.
Hot Cheeto or hot fry? It's a hot fry.
Damn. Nice. Oh, but it says it's Chester's brand. I'm going to give dual credit on that one. Got the right company.
All right.
This is your most pointless game of the day.
I know my chips. Those hurt my stomach now. That, you know, the older I get, the more like the spicy food or the spicy chips like mess with my stomach. So I'm I haven't had those in a while, but those are really good.
Did I show you guys the video of us feeding hot Cheetos to some locals in Japan at a bar?
No.
I think I saw that on Instagram.
It was posted up.
Yeah, I saw it.
There's just a little clip of a guy like taking a bite into it, and he goes, it's very, very spicy. And I was all drunk behind him laughing. I felt bad. We're corrupting their palates. They do well over there.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. They don't need our help at all.
Walk over there and poison them. That was a fun time, though. All right. Anyways. All right. Week 5. Preview time. Big week. We got a lot of 2-2 teams in action. We got a couple 3-1 teams facing off against each other. We got 2-0-4 teams facing off against each other. This is actually at a glance, 4 out of the 6 matchups have the exact same record. So a little bit on the line here.
Separations are going to start to happen this week. Yeah.
Uh huh. That's where the points differentials will matter. Fonz, what are you eating? Is that also a chip?
No, I was eating a chicken tender from Popeyes.
Damn, that sounds good.
Yeah. And then I'm drinking a sugar-free Monster.
Whoa.
It's at 9 o'clock, bro?
Well, I need a little bit of energy to help me keep going right here. The second episode.
You better come out on fire. Does that mean you want to open?
You want the first one?
Hold on. Actually, we're going to start with you. You got busy today, didn't you?
Yeah. Ooh, so, did I get busy? Yeah.
For anyone that's a regular listener, or maybe just a follower of Fonz's team, Fonz is stout. I'm trying to think of an NBA team to compare you to. Jose, you're the only one that even comes close to watching. Who's a starting five that just never plays their bench? Is that like the Knicks?
That never plays their bench?
Yeah, like they're solid on starters, but they just, if one of them goes down, they're just in trouble.
Well, it was Golden State for a while. Might be the Knicks now. Yeah.
I think it's the Knicks because of that coach that he refuses to bench his starters. They play like 45 minutes a game.
Fair.
Anyway, Fonz, you're the Knicks. Or at least the you were Knicks? Until the afternoon. Can I say when the notification comes in that says a trade has been completed, I always get just this sinking feeling like how me big too. Is this going to be? Who did I miss out on? What the fuck happened? And I got to say, that feeling didn't go away when I saw the trade. Fonz, you were the first. I think you were involved in everything. Your first of what amounted to three trades on the day was you taking advantage of poor, sweet, innocent 0-4 Isaac. You send him one 2025 pick, which sitting at 3-1 is on pace to be a mid to late pick, given how your offense is going now. Mm-hmm. Early in the year, but we're making headway and the teams are starting to separate and we'll see how it goes going forward. But for one mid to late first round pick, he sends you Brandon Ayuk, who I know he's frustrated with and I know hasn't been what everyone was thinking he would be to start the year, but he is still a young receiver. This is basically his training camp since he didn't practice all offseason. He's still on a great offense. Like, he is a valued dynasty asset. So I think Ayuk for a first alone would have been close. But then he throws in Jordan Mason, who's like RB, what, 4 right now? Let me look this up real quick, or I'll look it up in a second. But Jordan Mason, who I know his dynasty value may tank as soon as Christian McCaffrey comes back. But last I heard from McCaffrey, he has like double Achilles tendonitis, which I've never even heard of in my life.
Yes. Like I have a strong feeling he's just going to retire. Like, he's going to be gone.
Dude,
you're muted.
Yeah. And Jordan Mason, RB5 on the year.
RB5 on the season. 3 touchdowns in 4 games. Hell of a contributor. Like, even if it's just for this one year, he's a throw-in. And that's fair enough. But then he trades away an early second-round draft pick prospect in Troy Franklin just to give you the stack. I'm realizing that I think if there's anyone to buy low on, it's Isaac. Because when you piss him off, he doesn't give a fuck. Like, he will just say, get this trash off my team. I've seen him cut players that should not have been cut just off pure frustration. So, man, this smell blood in the water.
This is exactly why I wanted to jump. As soon as he said that he wanted to trade Jordan Mason, he put that on the trade block. And his grievance of just being like, oh, I'm 0-4 now. I need to start looking for next year's season. I was like, I got to jump on this. I have to.
Yeah, he thought you'd just go.
Why did he want to trade away Jordan Mason, though?
I mean, he's
not going anywhere. He's entering tank mode now. It's him and Miller in a race to the bottom.
I don't care what happens. They're both doing whatever we decided last place is. Just saying, so get ready.
But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I have a bad habit of doing that. Go ahead.
No, I mean, we were talking about you, so it's a fair chime in. If anyone should shut up, it's maybe your brother. But as we go through...
I wish we didn't laugh about it. You just continued on. God damn it. I ruined it.
So I plugged this into a trade calculator just for funsies to see if it's really as bad as I thought. Fonz, you won the trade, and you won the trade big. Almost double the keep trade cut point value in this. Ayuk and Troy Franklin would have been fine. But then throwing in Jordan Mason, it made, like, as far as these point values go, a 13,200 value for the 7,400. And that's a mid first. It could be a late first, which would make the value even lower at that point.
Well, so yeah, I did the trade calculator as well, the calculator as well. And I originally just asked for, I told him, like, I want Jordan Mason for sure. I was like, I'm willing to give my 2025 first rounder. I was like, but I'd like to, you to throw in a wide receiver you're not using, that you don't like, that you're not happy with. Just throw in that wide receiver. And I was hoping he was going to do Michael Pittman, but when he threw in Ayuk, I was like, oh.
That's better.
I was like, I don't like it right now, but there's no way that continues. I was like, all right, let's do it. So then I was busy. I got busy with work, and I told him, I was like, I'll put in the trade later. And he goes, don't pull a Miller on me. I was like, I won't. I promise you. I just need to get this done. Then none of it's work.
Fair request.
Yeah. And then when I was done or getting ready to end my work day, he goes, hey, I'm gonna throw in Troy Franklin just because you got that Bo Nix connection. And I was like, all right, cool, yeah, let's do it. And I saw the trade, I was like, yeah, I'll do it real quick. And before I did that, I was like, I'm gonna have too many players on my roster once I do this. Mm-hmm. So I was in the middle of talking with Miller, which is my next trade that I did, and that's at the same time. And I said this morning, I woke up and I was like, I'm going to send Isaac and I'm going to send Miller a trade offer. I'm just going to tell him straight up what I'm looking for. Like, no mess around, or like, this is up for negotiation. Like, it's just straight up, that's what we're doing. And I messaged Miller and I said, Cooper Kupp, Dontayvion Wicks, 2027 first round. And he's just like, he waited a few hours on it. And he goes, I think it'll be more of a fair trade if you do, you include your second round in there. Or the 2026 first round is what I offered. But he goes, I had too many first round picks in the 2026. Because he went, what about a 2027? And for a first and second. So I was like, you know what? Cooper Kupp could probably still give me something this year to help me stay relevant towards the end of the season. Dontayvion Wicks, young prospect who Green Bay is going to either trade or keep at the end of the season, or when his rookie contract year is up. There's no way that they paid him and who's the other wide receiver? Romeo Doubs?
They have five wide receivers. Honestly, sorry, Jose, the next guy on the chopping block might be Christian Watson.
I agree.
Yeah, because Jaden Reed is the slot guy and Doubs is okay. But, man, if you followed any, and you might have, if you follow any, like, all right, this guy's ascending, buy now, add this guy. Like, Dontayvion Wicks, his name was stamped on every single recommendation. So, yeah, that is a good player.
So, yeah, as soon as Miller or Isaac sent me his trade, I worked with Isaac or Miller real quick and be like, hey, can we finalize this deal? I said, yeah, let's do it. So they both sent me the trade offers, and I accepted both of them at the same time. So there's no... like, oh, you were in negotiations with somebody else. It's like,
you were flirting with someone on the side.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear any of that. So Miller is the only one that commented on it. It's like, hey, nice trade. And I was like, thank you. I was like, oh, I was working. And then that's when I ended up with my roster with five players that I needed to drop.
Goodness. And then a fire sale started. Your last little one, throwing the Gus Bus out for a fourth rounder, which, yeah, sure, take a free dart.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I was offering it to Noe because he has J.K. Dobbins. It could be a nice handcuff. So, Warwick, that trade did not – I hope that works out for you on your end, but did not work out for me on my end here. DJ Moore's still on my roster, but he's not much of anything unless Caleb Williams gets better.
Yeah, give that one time. Yeah, Fonz is trying to tell me after week four, you know, so Caleb Williams, like, he's a bust, right? Dude, it's been four games. Relax. It's been four fucking games.
You know what you're doing, Fonz. You're not taking advantage of us.
Yeah. Relax, dude. Go, this is the same league where Troy Aikman went 1-15 to start his year. Peyton Manning holds the record still for most interceptions as a rookie. So give it some time. The man... he borderline does backflips when he wins. He doesn't give a fuck that he's not doing anything.
Oh, yeah. We've seen how he celebrates the wins. when he actually wins it himself, that would be
good. Glitter bombs. Glitter bombs coming.
So, yeah. Well, I still have three players to drop on my roster. So if anybody's looking to trade some players here.
Nah, dude, drop them.
I mean... I'll say for you about to drop a guy anyway and somebody could have bought him, I would rather, you know, I traded your brother a defense for this week for $4. I would so much rather pay $4 than a fourth round pick.
Yeah, well, the thing was that I yeah, I gave an opportunity for Noe to jump on that on there, and I had asked for a third rounder, and he's like, I'll go fourth rounder the most, and I was like, I'll take it.
Smart play. So. But no, I mean, good on you. That's exactly what I would do. Like, try to get as much as you can. It's definitely more than nothing.
Yeah.
On it. So mine with your brother, much lower stakes, and I won't be too long on it. I literally went through every single roster and was like, who doesn't have a good defense for this week? Because they're probably going to go on the waiver wire and try and pick them up, especially if they're trying to be competitive. And I noticed Justin and your brother were the two, and they just happened to be playing each other. And I just happened to see Justin first. And it was like, hey, $5, I'll trade you this. I sent him the offer. I was like, they got Danny Dimes this week. You know, they probably have a safe floor. They're not going to get it lit up by the Giants. So, just give it a go. And he's like, no. You're just going to cut him. Like, I'm just going to bid on him. I was like, well, this is like guaranteeing you won't have to worry about anyone else have bidding you. He's like, no one's going to bid on him. So I was like, you know what? Fucking William. I messaged Sloppy him. Seconds. I was like, how about $4, William? And you can have him for a dollar cheaper. And I want you to start him against Justin. And he's like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's
do it. Before you said that, I was like, no, tell him $2 and then we have a deal.
Fucking $4. So like, you know, maybe you would have had a deal, or maybe Justin bids on him. Maybe you lose because of it. So, you know, we don't actually know. It's a decent play this week. Seattle had done fine before they played Jared Goff this week. Just fucking Lions are on a different level sometimes.
Yeah. I definitely liked it instead of my Pittsburgh defense. So.
Oh, they got the Cowboys? Ooh.
Yeah. I feel like the Cowboys may have a good game this week.
It's an interesting one. I feel like Brandon Cooks is out this week.
Cooks is out. Micah's in a boot. DeMarcus Lawrence is out for like up to 8 weeks, they said.
Yeah. TJ Watt's still playing. Like, TJ Watt, like.
I feel like TJ Watt might eat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, we'll get to that.
Start Pittsburgh's defense. God.
I mean, you're playing Danny. I think actually both would be okay. But, all right. Well, Fonz, the big knock on you was lack of depth, and you have since added, he's broken, but Cooper Kupp, Brandon Ayuk, Jordan Mason, certainly all usable pieces. You know, Ayuk, maybe you want to see it first. He doesn't seem to have gelled quite yet since skipping camp and all that, but
yeah.
Jordan Mason for sure on a week where David Montgomery is on bye. Of course, you fucking traded this week. Well, playing against me.
Exactly why I did it this week.
Won't help you. Justin Fields is getting loose.
No, man. I'm
unleashing him.
The fact that what's his name went off? Derrick Henry went off for you last week on the week that you didn't need it, which it just means that this week, when you do need it, he ain't gonna show up.
The king
went off 2 weeks in a row.
The king.
He'll be fine.
Bias opinion right there.
Dude, he's playing Cincinnati. Cincinnati's fucking paper ass defense.
They'll find a way.
You keep my running back's name out your mouth.
I tried to.
Just call him the king. All right. Well, might as well get to it. William, your name is the first name on my docket, and you better have a fucking lineup set. I'm going to look at this. We had a piece together last week.
Will, you should cover your own matchup.
Yeah, do it, William.
I'm going to cover my own matchup. All right.
Yeah, tell us your thoughts.
All right, my thoughts here. I'm going to whoop that ass, Justin.
Yeah. Both right. 2-2 teams coming in.
Let's see. I am currently projected 79 points. Justin's projected 66.
He doesn't have. He's missing three spots right now.
Yeah, he has people on bye this week.
Ooh.
Right now, currently, he has Tony Pollard, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Goddard, and that's it on his starting lineup that are on bye. I would imagine he'll switch that up, but let's see. We got Lamar Jackson, he's starting up, Josh Jacobs, Stephon Diggs versus Nico Collins this week. I like that.
I was like, what? Got it.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Rashad White. Let's go. Buck Irving. Take over. Leggett. We'll see how he does this week.
Leggett.
Leggett. Cowboys defense against Pittsburgh. Yeah, so I'm not going to help Justin. I'm not going to help him.
This might be the easiest Justin's adjustments have ever been because of all the bye weeks. He needs a running back, he needs a wide receiver, and he needs a tight end. So running back, it's Mostert or Mixon.
Mixon, if he's healthy.
That's Mixon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wide receiver, it's Lockett or Addison.
Addison all That's day. That's Addison. Against the Jets with Sauce probably covered.
On JJ. Yep. Uh-huh. And then Zach Ertz is only tight end. So, like, this, I'm grateful. Justin is usually a big pain in the ass to have to try and do.
Boom. All right, what would that put him up to?
10, 18, 4 is 22, about
88. Okay. All right.
I have one final recommendation for Justin. Go back in time and accept my trade because Justin Fields is about to fuck you up this week. Damn. You can count on the Cowboys for anything is to not show up.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I think the Cowboys defense this week is
The last time Fields played them, he cooked them. He's getting loose. God.
Yeah.
Leave him in there, Justin. Leave the Cowboys defense in there.
And they're playing at Pittsburgh? Oh.
Leave him in there. Yeah.
A little rainy out. It'll be a fun game.
Yeah. No suggestions or thoughts there. Any other suggestions for him? No?
No. I mean, right. I think Mario nailed it. There's not much to think about with his. It helps out with his bye weeks and injuries.
Oh, yeah.
Bye week hit him hard this week. Three people. Currently in this moment, I have Sam Darnold in, Kenneth Walker. I got my boy DeAndre Swift in this week. Let's go. Yep. Nico Collins. Rashid Shaheed. I'm hoping for a good game.
You have to keep him in there, man.
Rashid is legit. I think people think of him as like Xavier Worthy, that he's like boom or bust, but he's getting so much volume and running so many routes that sure, even the zero he had five targets. That he's like a lock-in starter right now.
Well, he's in there because I got no choice because Rashee Rice is hurt.
Oh, I like the tight end you picked up, Kate Otten.
I got Kate Otten this week. I was going for Kraft, but Mario outbid me on that one. I've had enough of Isaiah right now. I'm going to wait patiently.
You want Mark Andrews?
No. I mean, for free. Maybe for $4. Isaiah Likely, I didn't start him week one, and then ever since then had started him, and it hasn't paid off at all.
I love it.
The good news is you still would have lost that game.
I'm going to be so pissed, and I'm hoping that Isaiah doesn't go off this week while he's on my bench. So
well, maybe you should stop wishing bad injuries to
players. Start there, Will.
You know what? I still hope that Saquon breaks.
God,
all right. Jordan, bro. I can't wait to see that.
I got Jerome Ford in my flex, and currently have a flex option open. Cairo Santos in Seattle's defense.
Who are you thinking for that flex?
For my flex, here is what I am thinking. My options are either Jacoby Myers.
No Devontae again.
Going against Broncos defense. Pat Sertan.
Broncos have been good.
I think Jacoby's probably the one right now with Devontae out, and Brock Bowers is still developing or whatever. So,
I mean, what did he put up last week? Shit. 4.9.
William, I think you go Justice Hill. Myers playing against me. Derrick Henry is going to have a bad week. And they're going to rely on Justice Hill to bring him up here.
I was considering Justice Hill just because, like, he does well, like, pass catching, but I feel like he had his good week last week. So, I don't know. He's doing well. I'm probably going to lean more towards Jacoby Myers.
William, I'm going to make this easy for you. I'll say I didn't do nothing for you. Between Seattle and this recommendation – when you get the dub on Sunday, it's going to sound silly, but Jordan Whittington.
Yes. He's getting the reps.
The Rams have a terrible pass defense. I think Green Bay is going to have no problem putting up points.
forcing the Rams to go on a pass script. Whittington's snap percentage went from 38% to 97%, and they're moving him all over the field, like inside, outside, Cooper Kupp's old routes, like everywhere. And like Tutu Atwell, I think, is leading in targets.
Right.
I think we saw the first periphery of a breakout with him, and I think the game script is more attractive to me than a game against the Denver defense that has just kind of been locked down this past week.
I'm sorry, who has the TV on?
No, it's because it's my brother. He's not in the closed door. Close the door, will you? Or yeah, mute your mic when you're not talking.
Shut the door.
Yeah, it's because we have family over, and it's going to be like that until November. So
we know William's all about family.
I'm like, all about family. I'm like, somebody here? Why are they talking so loud? Okay, I like that. I like that a lot.
I didn't do nothing for you.
I don't, William. Mario's scared to admit Justice Hill is the right call because Because,
dude, even in his breakout game, he played 35% of the snaps. It's just that he caught a million. Dude, the Ravens' offense is so frustrating. If they're winning, they just don't throw the ball. They're just sure, like Justice Hill might get involved just in a dump off, whatever. But that offense is so hard to figure out right now. The only piece you want a part of is Lamar and Derrick Henry, and sometimes Justice Hill. But good luck figuring out. Like, we're not PPR. We're PPR. Right. Because he's had 8 and 6 targets in 2 of the 4 games, but outside of that, you're hoping for a score. I mean, he's not, his yardage 322, 33, like his receiving yards 50 and 70, that's fine, but if he doesn't find the end zone, that's a 8 to 9 point game at best.
Okay. I think I know what I'm gonna do, and so yeah, right now I'm currently projected to beat Justin, but we'll see what happens. If he adds in those players, here, let me add in just for fun. Right.
You're clicking away.
Who am I going to choose?
Hey, did you ever turn on your mic?
Yes.
He just muted himself. Yes.
No, because I feel like he raised it because it's not easy. It's louder now.
Yeah.
Sorry, it'll work out.
Oh, am I louder?
No. Yeah, maybe because you're just screaming.
I'm projected. I'm projected 85. What did you say, Mario? Adding in those points? 88. Damn. Well, Justin's projected to be me. But we'll see what happens. Seattle's defense and Whittington. We'll see.
I was going to say, let's have an honest conversation about the defense. Pittsburgh at home against the Cowboys. And then
Seattle. Against...
I want to hear the other two guys' input I'm obviously biased.
I feel like Seattle is the right call. I just feel like the Steelers are going to get there. They're just going to get a bunch of sacks off of Dak. But Dak is a no quit. He just does not quit. That's one thing that we've seen from Dak throughout all these years. He will stay in the game and he will throw as much as he can, as much as he needs to. And when he gets hot like that, like he just puts up a lot of points. So I feel like Seattle's the right call. I don't think you go wrong with Pittsburgh's defense, though, and just because I think TJ Watt is going to get a bunch of sacks on deck.
Do we know if Malik Nabers is playing for the Giants?
Oh, did he get hurt?
I thought he had like a concussion signs of a concussion last week. I'm trying to find... He might be good. I'm leaning Seahawks defense as well, but I would feel more confident in it if I knew, like, if Malik Nabers wasn't playing, because I feel like that's their identity right now is through Malik Nabers.
He's not practicing today.
Ooh,
he's still in the early stages of concussion protocol.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might make it a no-brainer. I'm looking up the Cowboys, like, points against allowed. So they played their 4 games. The Browns scored 2. The Saints, even in that blowout game, only put up 8. The Ravens, also mostly a blowout for a while, put up 5. And then the Giants put up 2. So no one's broken double digits just yet, even in the 2 losses in the Cowboys games.
Seahawks.
All right. There you have it.
All right. Well, what's your who's your player you're choosing for any time touchdown?
Oh shit.
Oh snap.
Good.
Just one player from both from this matchup.
Jordan Whittington. No, I'm kidding.
Oh. Let me help your odds a bit, D's.
Yeah. Actually, I was going to say Jacoby Myers. I want to go out on a limb and say, you know what? After Whittington this week, this is going to make up for what happened with Isaiah Likely in week one. I'm off the hook once Whittington lights it up. Sorry, pick your touchdown guy.
I was going to say.
Gut feeling. Gut feeling.
Blah, Nico Collins.
I was gonna say, we know it's not gonna be on Justin's side. Yeah,
yeah, I like it. Nico Collins touchdown.
Making note. Yeah,
Nico Collins. Nico. All right. Good luck, Justin.
Yeah, right. He doesn't mean that.
Damn.
Nah, I don't mean it, dude. You fucking suck.
Yeah. I'm gonna be watching Seattle super close. I really want this to pay off.
You should have traded with Mario. Now karma's going to bite you in the ass.
I need to remind him for the rest of the time. All right, who next?
I could do the next matchup. And I see Castro versus Warwick. Am I seeing it right? Yep. Okay.
You are.
All right. Current projection right now, Castro 92 points to Warwick's 84 points. Castro is 3-1. Warwick is 2-2. So yeah, right now Castro is projected to win. We got Joe.
I'm picking William, by the way. Last game.
Oh shit. I'm sorry. I didn't think about that.
There you go.
William.
Remember all Justin's bye weeks.
Yeah, I had to go.
And remember Jordan Whittington.
you hear that? Yeah, that's karma. It's gonna bite you in the ass.
What did he?
Yeah,
do
why is he?
Karma?
Why is that karma for him?
He didn't take because the trade.
He didn't take the trade.
He didn't take
that's
the trade.
That's karma, man. That's
just, karma.
That's
karma.
Just evil.
You know what? Choose Justin.
It's just fucking wishing bad on somebody.
You know what? Yeah, I'm taking Justin.
All right, you heard it here, Justin.
Karma's coming for everyone.
You lost, and that's going to extend to D's this week. Good job.
No, D's, I'm with you. I'm with you, Justin. Let's go.
Oh, you feel good about
now,
that?
My yeah,
because I can't be
you.
On the same side as you, and we're going up against each other this week. So,
yeah.
All right,
there we go.
Yeah, me and D's going Justin here.
My brother and D's are going to lose now because it extended to you guys.
Okay, yeah. So Castro, he's got same lineup. I don't see anybody different on here. He's got Joe Burrow, Alvin Kamara, Jonathan Taylor, Jamar Chase, DK Metcalf, Tyler Conklin, Romeo Dobbs, Najee Harris, and then the kicker for Cincinnati and the Jets defense. So I've been seeing Trey Sermon trending this week because is Jonathan Taylor expected to miss this week?
He's day to day, I think.
Okay. Apparently he had a mild high ankle sprain, which are two words I've never heard put together. High ankle sprain is a pretty mild. Significant. Yeah. Like either you have it or you don't, I thought. I'm proceeding as if he's not going to play this week because I have in a couple other leagues. So I've already taken him out.
Okay. All right, so he does have the backup Trey Sermon, which he did pay a significant amount for to pick up.
35.
He's covered on that. Would you guys
just slides him right in if he's out?
Yeah, I think he uses the new feature for sleeper using
auto sub
feature. Yeah,
yeah.
He should test it out so that way when he does it wrong, he loses.
Actually, he doesn't have a bench. Everyone's on bye.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just looking at. He's got Jahmyr Gibbs on bye, DeAndre Hopkins, Palmer. He's got this tight end Strange and Jalen and Naylor. Is it Jalen?
Yeah.
Naylor on his bench, which I don't think I really see starting over anybody on his lineup right now. Maybe Baker Mayfield, just because. Yeah,
we'll talk about that right now. Just quick aside, a London game this week, our first one of the year. Oh. Jets at in London, at Minnesota, 8:30 a.m. kickoff. Ooh. So set your lineups accordingly.
Oh, shit. Good. Thank you. Thank you for reminding us.
But yeah, Baker versus Burrow.
Yeah, that's probably just the biggest one. Again, I think Baker is playing at top level right now, top elite level, and I don't think you bench him. To be honest,
you don't think keep Baker on the bench?
No, I think you start him every week. I mean, I know Joe Burrow is Joe Burrow, but especially this week against Baltimore, like if they
we just saw what Baltimore did to Josh Allen.
Right, yeah. And they show up against some elite QB sometimes. And I just like Baker. Baker's the way he's playing right now. Your thoughts?
I was kind of leaning the same, I like too. Baker. Yeah, like I like Baker. I don't know if you pass up on the potential ceiling of that stack with Burrow and Jamar Chase. Also, Baker, I mean, that's a Thursday night game, so if it doesn't go as anticipated, like, you got to wait the entire weekend and be like, I fucked up. Knowing that there's that potential for, you know, that prime, not even a prime time game, but just, yeah, Ravens versus the Bengals. So I'd probably leave Burrow in there. I do like Baker this week.
You know what? I flashbacks to Castro saying Burrow always lights up the Ravens. He always lights them up. And I think he played them. Yeah. So at the end of 2021, he put up 38 on him. And I remember Castro sitting him and he's like, I should have known because he put up 26 on him earlier. But important note, that was 3 years ago in 2022, 17, which is fine. But then 11, and then last year, 15 and 8.7. So the days of Joe Burrow blows out the Ravens, I don't think is automatic. I sort of like the chaos of Thursday night games sometimes. It's like a short week, not a full practice. Sometimes it's like old school backyard football. I think he's just going to go out slinging like they like to throw the ball. So I'll take Baker.
Yeah, you're talking about a mediocre Burrow the last 2 years. We can't forget, it's a different Joe Burrow. This is Ellen DeGeneres Joe Burrow this year.
Oh, my God, dude. So
it could be different, you know?
He won his first game as a lesbian.
You're right, it could be worse.
How?
Well, yeah, I guess we're all not mixed on this. I personally think you go Baker on this one, Castro, but go with your gut feeling, man. Yeah,
William. What did you say?
I said it could be worse.
No, which quarterback?
God damn it!
I like Baker. I like Baker. Okay. I feel like he's your more consistent guy, and Atlanta's defense isn't great. I like that matchup a lot better than Joe Burrow going against Baltimore, especially right now. Baltimore's on fire. They have a lot to fight for since. I mean, like the past 2 years when they keep getting close, you know, to trying to make it to the playoffs or the Super Bowl. So
the Bakers have it. Bakers 3-1. Now we'll see. We'll know tomorrow what Baker looks like. We'll know early.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we will.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm not done yet. Okay. On Warwick's side, we got Mahomes, which
he's actually playing against Derek Carr.
Oh, okay. Damn. So I feel like Derek Carr is going to want to be competitive against the Chiefs. I feel like you go Carr on this one.
I actually agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. He's pretty familiar with the Chiefs too, right? Long time in as a Raider, so he's used to playing them twice a year. Maybe not as intimidated as some other guys. And just Mahomes, like, unless he's going to run more, he's just running out of people to throw the ball to.
Well, yeah, and that's a thought, is that maybe they'll focus more on their run game this week. And I mean, Kareem Hunt, you know, started or not start well, no, I don't think he started last game, but he definitely led the backfield in carries. And maybe they find that and they lean on it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Which means for another mediocre too many performance from Mahomes. Sorry.
Right. No, it's good. That's exactly what I was going to lead to is we can at the very least expect a mediocre performance, which we're trying to aim for the ceiling here. And you're playing against Castro, who's going to probably put up over 100 points. So I say go big with Derek Carr on this week. We got James Cook. I think you lead that in there. Alexander Mattison. Is there not another option for Quebec?
Not really.
Algier? No?
Maybe. I mean, he's getting 7 to 9 touches a game. You're pretty much praying for a touchdown, which is the same for Mattison. And
yeah.
And who are they playing? Denver? Like, don't love it. Yeah. That could be another. I mean, we just saw what happened to Breece Hall.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is why I was saying, like, we should probably go another running back. Against Denver.
Maybe if he gets more work, Manuel Wilson's been looking decent when he gets touches. You don't know how much he's going
to
get.
And sorry, I meant to bring this up last week, but Fonz, why do you keep killing off Green Bay running backs?
What do you mean?
Well, because you,
because I invested in
because it seems like you invest heavy in the Green Bay backfield, and it's like, what's AJ Dillon? Okay, like he's the guy, he's gonna be the guy, and then he just like, we don't hear from him again, and then same thing with the rookie they drafted, and then he got injured.
I think
he's gonna be out. I think he's on IR. I don't know if he's out for the year, but he's definitely injured, not playing right now. So the thought came to me 2 weeks ago, and I meant to bring it up last week. I was like, man. Fonz, what are you doing at this backfield?
All right, it's just two players, all right? So let's not take this out of
proportion. You also had Aaron Jones. Yeah. you had Aaron Jones for a while before you traded him.
Damn it, fuck. No, that's three players. Okay.
What is this other dude's name? I can't remember his name. I thought it was Jalen Wright, but it's not. It's the Packers rookie that got hurt.
Marshawn Lloyd.
Lloyd. Mm. That's who it was.
Yeah.
Going on IR. Wow. Nice, Fonz.
Fuck you.
Way to go.
That's the first thing.
I was like, the first time there's only two, but there's actually been three. Okay.
All right. Sorry. Continue.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. It's not my fault.
Malik, do you want to give an official start this running back over?
Oh, right. We didn't go on official. I do like Emmanuel Wilson in the matchup against the Rams. I just really can't stop anything. They just keep putting points up. They still haven't figured out without Aaron Donald in there how to haven't figured it out on defense yet. I do like Emmanuel Wilson. That's a great option.
I don't love it, but over Mattison, I would take it.
I think I would take Algier over Wilson.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd go Algier over Mattison.
Mattison is out of all three of those options. I feel like Madison's in the bottom one for this week for me.
Yeah, it's just a tough matchup.
Yeah.
And he gets fucking his carries per game 5, 4, 3, 5. Like, you just don't love it.
Yeah, and Denver's defense is legit as shown.
Well, that's the thought is like Mattison gets more involved in the receiving game too. But like, I mean, this week four, one target did nothing with it. So, yeah, I don't know. I would leave Mattison in there.
Okay, hold on. I just read this. Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce says Monday that Madison's recent quality of play has earned him more work and that he's going to get it. So,
my God.
I don't know, but it's still Denver, right?
It's right. It's still Denver. Right, exactly. And I feel like the matchups with Emmanuel Wilson against the Rams, Algier against Tampa Bay, like I feel like those are maybe not Algier too much. Tampa Bay's been pretty hot on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like Emmanuel Wilson. When you brought it up, it was good. That's what I would go with. That's my final word.
I'll stick with Wilson.
William. What do you think, William?
Thank you, William. he's finishing up that hot fry.
It's a mint.
God damn, you're loud.
Yeah, now you're loud.
Dang. Okay, how about now?
Good.
Yeah, I like Wilson more than Madison.
Damn, Jose's going out on a limb. All these. He's on an island for the last two.
Yeah.
I'll stay here.
Stay in your lane. All right. Malik Nabers, questionable. Got to watch out for that. See what the status is going up to Sunday. T. Higgins, looks like he's at full strength. Should be good to go. Hunter Henry, Chris Godwin, got to start. 1 week without a touchdown. I bet you he comes with two touchdowns this week. And he'll be my guy for this week for the anytime touchdown.
Godwin? Oh, Lord.
You're doubling down?
I'm doubling down. Okay. I'm doubling down.
Okay.
Goddamn.
Jerry Judy is in there? Oh, I like it.
Jerry Jag Judy. Jerry Just a Guy Judy.
I rewatched that Steve Smith sound off again recently. It's so good.
It goes off so bad. On so him. Good.
Ninja, I don't mess with you. When teams call me and ask if they should trade for you, I'm going to say no.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Warwick, really, running back and QB are the only two things that I feel like you need to consider, Derek Carr and Emmanuel Wilson, but I don't think you'll go wrong with your whatever you choose on there. I feel like they're going to get you some fantasy points on there that you need, so hopefully it'll just be enough to beat get you that win over over Castro.
Castro, pick it.
I got Castro on this one.
Castro.
Castro.
4 for 4, William.
He's like, I don't want to go.
All right. All right, I'll go. Castro.
Castro. Mm-hmm. Castro takes it. All right. I'm going to speed this up a little bit. Have we only done two or have we done three?
We've only done two.
All right. We're fucking speeding this one. The 0-4 bowl. All
right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sorry. You want to, Jose?
Good job, bro.
Sorry. No, good. Because I wasn't going to take that one. Go ahead.
All right. Just, yeah. This is two teams who are racing to the bottom. Miller versus Isaac. Isaac, who just traded off his best assets. Miller, I'm not even going to focus on the starting lineup. Let's just see who's on the bench, if anyone's worth. He doesn't have a defense in right now. He may not have a defense in for the whole week. I don't see a single name on the bench worth putting in. Sean Watson, Tank Bigsby, Antonio Gibson. There was that line about maybe Antonio Gibson
getting more touches.
Like, mm-hmm. Things are, yeah. They're as frustrated with Ramondre as you are. I think Jose.
Yep.
Darnell Mooney, Tank Dell, Taysom Hill. I thought he was fucking hurt. His ribs are always in so much pain. Alan Lazard, Gabe Davis, kicker, and no defense. I honestly don't think he's going to pick up a defense. He has two kickers. He could easily if he wanted to. But I mean, we'll see. See what it is. All right. Good luck, Miller. Isaac side. Cousins, Chuba Hubbard, Zach Moss. He still has decent running backs, even though he traded Mason. JSN, Brian Thomas gets the start. Cole Kmet. Nice to see Isaac trying, even though he traded some players.
And he's got Worthy in there, too.
Yeah, Brian Thomas, Xavier Worthy, and Michael Pittman. Solid three. It'll be fun to watch. And then Justin Tucker, Pat's defense against Miami. Yes, please. he's starting Cousins. Man, Cousins just has not been it so far. Quarterback 25 on the year. Two games under 8 points. Best game was 17.5. It just hasn't really been that Captain Kirk that I think everyone was hoping was going to show up in Atlanta. If he plays, go Joey Flacco. Fuck it. He got to lose. It's Miller. Zamir White has been asked. Noah Fant. Nope, leaving Kmet. And then Juwan Johnson. Defense, you already have locked down. So, yep, I don't change anything except quarterback. Put in whoever is starting for the Colts instead of
Cousins. Yep. Not much to That's add it. On there. Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah.
Stick with Kirk. Agree. Stick with Kirk, Isaac.
Pick up time.
Isaac.
Isaac.
Yeah.
Ooh, Isaac.
All right. Here's the tough part. Call a touchdown.
For this team.
Damn, like, I picked the worst one.
Brian Thomas. No, my bad. I'm not supposed to choose.
So, who just played the Colts? The Steelers? How are they scoring? It was Fields running on them. Pittman doesn't score. Worthy. That's going to be a scary play. I might actually go Brian Thomas. Yeah. It'd be Thomas, or the really bold one would be Bigsby, but I don't even know how much work he's going to get. So I would go Moss to be safe, but against Baltimore, I'm not sure. JSN isn't reliable. Yeah, give me Brian Thomas, I guess. It's that, or it's a Xavier Worthy prayer.
Yeah, I was gonna, for me, it would have been Brian Thomas probably at the one, and then Worthy at two.
Yeah, give me BTJ, just, to pull at your heartstrings on that one.
Lock it in.
Locked. Alrighty, moving on. I'm taking Noe versus Scott. We haven't done this one. And I'm starting on Scott's side. Scott's in at 2-2. Currently, he has Jordan Love at quarterback, Bijan Robinson and Brian Robinson for the Commanders. Cortland Sutton, Amari Cooper in at receiver, Trey McBride in at tight end, and in the flexes, Roma Dunze giving him another shot here, and Devin Singletary rounding out the lineup. Tyler Bass, Buffalo kicker, and Raiders defense against the Broncos, which solid play on both ends. There's a lot of questionable tags on Scott's side. I think Jordan Love's probably going to be questionable for the next like 2 or 3 weeks. So I don't think there's a doubt there. And given what we saw last week, I think you leave him in there. I think Brian Robinson plays. Looking at the latest news on him, it's a knee injury, sat out of practice today. I don't know the extent of it beyond that, but I would assume he plays. So I don't think you touch your running backs. You can't. Not between Bijan and Brian. I don't know how I feel about Roma Dunze in here, or I guess it's just Roma Dunze, because I don't think Scott has another tight end worth considering. I mean, he has Dulcich, but he just, goose egged it last week, so I don't think you do that. So Trey McBride is obviously the safer play, assuming he's healthy. I just keep going back to Roma Dunze, and I don't know that
he's the one I circled.
Yeah,
he's the one I circled
on the bench. And Mike Williams, Jalen Waddle, and everyone else is on bye.
God damn, Mike Williams.
Give me Big Mike.
Yeah,
give me Big Mike.
Yeah,
Mike over Williams. Rome. Yep. I think Aaron Rodgers still has an ego. I think he was embarrassed by Denver last week, and he's heard all the chatter about the offense being trash. Playing against Minnesota, his old division foe, he's got a lot of familiarity with that team. And Mike Williams has slowly been ramped up. It's, you'll trust Rodgers. And again, Garrett Wilson is going to take the top corner and top attention. Yep. So you'll trust Rodgers to figure it out faster than Caleb right now, I think.
I'm going to be watching that, though, because Garrett Wilson will get the top corner. I was going to say, if your defense is out there and you're watching this and you're like, hey, Garrett Wilson's not doing much, but I think it's the result of the top corners of the defenses that have been guarding him. So in my mind, I was like, well, maybe the corners will focus on someone else, but I don't think there's anyone else to focus on. So,
and are we just killing everything Miami? We see Jaden Waddle on the bench and none of us are even thinking twice.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. But it's always the ones that we don't think about that always blows up in our face.
Let me read. Okay, Tua reportedly symptom-free, could return by week 8. Damn, so he's on IR. I didn't even realize.
Yeah. Oh, he is on IR.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
He is on IR. I didn't know that. So they have their bye in week 6. Week 8 would be against Arizona, potentially.
I missed that because I feel like after the concussion, there was like, there's talk of him going on IR, and then I thought the headline was like, no, they're not going to put him on IR. But so I guess I missed that bit.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
Fuck. All right. Yeah, no, I wouldn't start Waddle.
Yeah, the Dolphins have been beached until Tua comes back.
Agreed. If there's nothing else on Scott's side, I'm going to jump on over to Noe's. Noe has, of course, Jaden Daniels in at quarterback. You leave him in there until, you know, the signs point the other direction, which I think we're good for the foreseeable future. ETN and Ray Davis in at running back. I'm assuming that's because of the bye weeks. And obviously pay attention to Travis Etienne. Got injured last game. I don't know if he ends up playing or not. Receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr., of course, Drake London. Kyle Pitts in at tight end. I guess that's not going to change. Zay Flowers, George Pickens in at the flex spots. Steelers kicker and Chicago defense against Carolina. On the bench, nobody that I would start over any of the guys we mentioned. He's got two tight ends, like Gesicki for the Bengals and Parkinson for the Rams, but like,
you keep rolling with Pitts.
I guess, yeah.
I guess.
I see a lot of red on Noe's side.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Parkinson. He's at least getting targets, and Kupp and Puka are out, and they're probably going to have to throw against Green Bay, right? Mm-hmm. Just Pitts has been, god dang.
Well,
I guess he's been okay. It's ugly. Ugly.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'd leave it the same. I don't. I think I'd be more upset with benching Kyle Pitts and him finally, you know. I mean, he had that touchdown week one or week two. But like, yeah, if he went off on the bench, and I say went off, and I'm thinking like more than 6 points, yeah. 6-7 points. Like, I'd be more upset with exploded. That happening than Kyle Pitts putting up another goose egg, and you know. So yeah, I don't think I'd change a thing.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
Yeah.
I agree. No changes here.
Picky time.
And yeah, pick 'em time.
Picky, picky.
I got Scott.
I will take Scott as well.
Yeah, Scott.
This is close. This is close.
Good time, William.
I'm gonna go Noe.
Dang.
Go with Noe.
What's your Noe to go 4-1? Anytime touchdown D's?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I want to say Marvin Harrison again, but it's 49ers defense. And I'm really tempted to go. I think I'm going to say Jaden Daniels.
A rushing.
Yeah, rushing touchdown for Jaden Daniels.
I buy that.
That feels good. That feels right.
That feels good. Rushing touchdowns in 3 out of 4 games so far this year. Cleveland's defense doesn't particularly scare you. So, yeah, playing at home.
Locking it in. That's it for Noe v. Scott. If I didn't say it before, Scott's currently projected to win 92-85. So we will see how that one goes.
Word, word. All right, 2 games left to cover. Tackle this one real quick, Jose, as you are facing off against Joe. 2-2 teams. The Jogernauts, I think, started 0-2, coming off 2 straight wins. You... I don't recall. I know you lost this past week. Did you start 2-0?
No. 1-1. Yeah.
So no losing streak on the books at the moment. All right. Starting on Joe's side, he's got Purdman, Brock Purdy, Touchdown Machine, James Conner, Aaron Jones, Captain Christian Kirk, Mike Evans, Travis Swelce, Juwan Jennings yet again. Terry McLaurin, Youngway Koo, Clutch Koo Thursday night.
And then you learned.
Packers, yeah, fucking 21 on the bench. Packers D at the LA Rams. Like notable that. Names on the bench. Jesus, he has 3 defenses. Taking up a lot of space there. He's sitting the Ravens against Cincy, sitting Houston against Buffalo. Yeah, I'm okay. Packers against the Rams, I suppose. They're not really killing anybody right now, unless Kyron Williams just takes over. It seems to be what they do. Jake Ferguson, Tutu Atwell, Trey Tucker are the interesting three. You're not starting Ferguson over Kelce, not with Rice out anymore. He's back to relevancy.
Yeah, you're not starting Tutu because you're playing me. So just respect.
I did catch that you put a bid in on him. I thought he was sworn off on your list, but you did put a bid in.
He is, but this was an early play to prevent Miller from picking him up next week. I'm really worried about next week's matchup. I'm not messing around. Joe picked him up. That's fine. But
I noticed you've been doing that a lot. Like, I know you've talked about it since last season, but you plan ahead like a week. Like, when you're picking up players, you're not picking up for that week. You're picking up for the week following after that.
It's a way to do it, man.
A different game. Mm. Well, unfortunately, the guy who did get him is a guy who's playing him this week. And frankly, he has been the lead target getter with the other two guys going down. To the extent you trust Christian Kirk, you're not afraid of the Colts, I guess. He has 10 and 12 targets back-to-back games. I think you still leave him in there. You're leaving Evans. Juwan Jennings, if anything, since he's a wide receiver three now. I mean, Arizona just got fucking cooked by Jaden Daniels. So I don't know. He could ride the hot hand. If you want to be a true troll, I would consider putting Tutu in what's probably going to be a pass script for the Rams over Juwan Jennings, given that he's wide receiver three. But that is a 100% gut call. Up to you. If he gives it a listen and just wants to stress Jose out for the entire day.
I'm texting Joe now not to listen to this until Monday.
Don't go to the 1 hour mark.
Yeah.
Another thing. Fonz, William, anything? Any opinion on those?
I do like the Tutu Atwell suggestion. Just the stress factor. Year in the making. And you know what? I didn't even get to talk about the recap between me and Deez. The fucking poem. Or a little curse you sent me.
It wasn't a curse. It was just a.
That was a curse, bro.
You sent like that was like an enchanted curse that you summoned from a book or something.
Well, obviously, it didn't work if that was a curse because I lost. But no, it was just I wanted a shit talk, but I was like, nah, I don't want to be like you're going down because I don't know if I believe that. So I was like, let me just whip up some poems and talk with ChatGPT, see what we can get created here. And I was like, these are legit.
I expect one for every matchup now. Like, I want
to
see.
Like me send you every week or to everyone I'm playing?
To everyone. Yeah, to everyone you're playing. I want them to see what you sent me.
I want everyone to send Fonz a poem every week.
Yeah,
it's different. God,
it just pissed me off.
Roses are red.
Yeah.
That's why your washing machine broke. You missed. It was the wrong curse.
Yeah,
the
curse went it was misdirected. No, my prompt in ChatGPT was write a 4-line poem for the person I'm playing against in fantasy football. Make it dramatic and cryptic and overall just saying I'm gonna beat them this week. And they sent me all these things and I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. Send me another one. So talking to ChatGPT for like an hour this past weekend.
Oh my god. AI.
Well, it didn't
work. So that I like the 2-2 at well play just because it'd be payback for you. These two, you'd be stressed out all week. But I kind of like Dalton Schultz over Kelce this week.
I think that is the worst thing you've said today.
Second worst, but I agree.
Oh, well, fuck you.
Well, fuck that. I don't want my advice. What the fuck am I here?
All right, I'll do the next one.
What do you think, Liam?
I don't like Christian Kirk.
10 and 12 targets last two games.
Yeah. I think for the fun, I would put 2-2 in as well.
I'll put 2-2 in for Christian Kirk. All right. We say for Jennings, you say for Kirk. Jose hopes that Joe is a little too busy this week to give any of this a listen. Over to the other side. Jose, the bounce back game for Josh Allen. New fucking Chiefs starter all of a sudden, Kareem Hunt. Devon Achane against New England, Garrett Wilson at Minnesota, Deontay back in. I mean, he's like, he's getting like a 35% target share with Andy Dalton in and Adam Thielen out. George Kittle in a tight end. Oh, you're rolling with a bear. Brave play. He was Keenan Allen against Carolina. Debo's back in. Yeah, he's done too good for you too many times to even consider taking him out. And then you got Moody and Minnesota against the Jets.
The current debate in my head is like, okay, I have a flex. I spot that I'm considering. Like, I don't know what to do. And right now, yes, Keenan Allen's in there. The other option I have is just to roll again with double tight end and put in Brock Bowers and just hope the Raiders offense kind of figures it out and give him more targets. That's the most frustrating thing I've seen the last 2 weeks is him not seeing the amount of targets that he saw the first couple of weeks and just the way that offense is going. No Davante Adams, and they have the weapon right there. They're just not throwing in his direction, so that's super frustrating. In my mind, I'm leaning towards Brock Bowers, but I just have Keenan Allen in there right now just for the projection because he has a higher projection. The only other option outside of that is, fucking Fumbleina Ramondre Stevenson over here, you know, and I don't know if he has the secured as a the job stability for the, you know, running back one. And I don't know what that's going to look like. I feel like I should sit him this week. And yes, Pat Freiermuth had a good game last week. I just don't know if that's going to stay consistent. So in my mind, it's between Brock Bowers and Keenan Allen. And I feel like the right play is Brock Bowers.
Yeah. I'm not sure how Denver lines up against tight ends. I'm seeing Brock Bowers picture again for the first time in a while. He's maybe the one player you didn't mention outside of Zeke, but man, Wandale's target share is kind of absurd. I like it.
Yes.
And I feel like they're going to have to throw against Seattle. Like, he may go nowhere, but it's like he has a safe floor because he just gets peppered, especially if Neighbors is out.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
So, like, he's got two games under 3 points with the two that he's actually played. Caleb, trust me, is a huge roll of the dice on it. And I know you're talking about Bowers, and maybe he does, but he is still a rookie. But man, Wandale, he's out there, and he, like, every time he's out there, he gets fun. He had 14 targets the last week he played, and limited to practice because of a heel. So maybe pay attention to that. But Seattle loves to throw. I think they're going to have no time scoring in that game, and it's going to sort of force the Giants' hand. And like, I think Wandale has a safe, like, 5 to 6 point floor. And if you're lucky, he scores. But these other guys' floors are a little scary.
Well, okay. Wandale it is for now. Yeah.
Yeah, I like Wandale too. That'd be my suggestion as well. Probably over
Brocky?
I think probably. You get Brock Bower. Man.
Don't say it.
And
in for Kittle?
That's it. No, I gotta say it.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at – I mean, I know it's scary mentioning a name like Keenan Allen. And he had 11 targets week one, Caleb Williams' first ever game. But then whatever happened with his foot happened, and, like, I just don't know how weak he was, because you're not really afraid of the Rams' defense. Like, that should have been a good matchup, but only 3 targets. And it's, like, is it because he wasn't separating? Is it because the game script was positive and they went with DeAndre Swift? This could potentially be another positive game script being against Carolina. Yeah, it's tricky. What time do these guys go? Because maybe it's like a floor versus ceiling play. Keenan plays at noon. That sucks. You're playing against Koo on Thursday, and then you'll see what Aaron Jones did in London before the noon games. And also Mike Evans. So maybe that'll clarify things a little bit.
You know what?
Yeah.
I like Robinson even more because I totally forgot. I don't know if you mentioned it. Malik Nabers might not even play.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we did. But yep,
yeah. So
agreed. Thanks for joining.
Yeah,
start Robinson.
Yeah, and looking at some numbers a little bit more, Wandale has he has 28% of the total team's passing targets. I think Brock Bowers came out to like 18, and that offense is just kind of shaky right now. So Wandale's probably the better play here. And Keenan Allen's numbers are skewed because he missed those couple weeks, and then. You know, Caleb Williams, we don't know where that's going right now.
Right.
Right.
It says Keenan was finally removed from the injury report, so you know, take that for whatever it's worth. But you will have had Garrett Wilson and the Minnesota defense play before noon on Sunday, so before you got to make an official call on it. You'll also have seen Aaron Jones, Mike Evans, and Koo play. So you have a little bit of like a, all right, how's this week going for me? Do I need to swing big, or am I, do I just need like not a 2-point game?
What do you think? And that's the other thing too with Garrett Wilson. Like, I don't know that he's an absolute starter right now, but you know, like,
right. That's the real story here.
But they haven't, I feel like you, I don't know who said it earlier, but Aaron Rodgers is competitive. He's not going to, I think he gets it together before we realize, before Caleb Williams does. I think it was you just said it now, Mario, now that I'm saying it like that.
Yeah. When we're talking about starting Mike Williams, like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, like, I agree. I think Aaron Rodgers is competitive this week. I think he figures it out. I just don't know that Garrett Wilson will. I think this is like the second or third time he's fumbled. And man, when he fucks up, like, you can, it's evident. It's evident just in his body language. And Aaron Rodgers does not, like, he does not stand for that shit. He's like, I'm not looking your way. Like, you were dead to me for the next two or three quarters, maybe the rest of the game. So like, I feel like his confidence is Garrett Wilson. His confidence is a little shaky right now.
But he's Aaron Jones has hyped up Garrett Wilson and has even said multiple times like I'm going to keep working with him, and the day that we connect, it's going to be something special.
Oh, Rodgers.
Yeah,
Rodgers. I think you said Aaron Jones, but yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Aaron Rodgers. I was looking at his name too as you were saying that. I was like, wait, why would he say that?
Yeah, I think it was in my head for some reason.
Yeah, that's something to think about. Like, maybe Thursday will shed a little light. You'll see what Mike Evans and Young Wei Koo do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Help determine your thing. Yeah. Wandale feels like he's got a safe floor, especially if Neighbors is not 100%.
True. I just hate Daniel Jones so much. So many...
It's a scary thing to bet on him, but yeah. All right. Time to pick it.
Pick him.
I'm picking Joe because you changed your mind. And that karma is gonna, I'm telling you, it's gonna extend.
Here we
to
go
you.
With the fucking karma.
You're gonna lose because of that.
What you're doing right now is you're projecting, and it's totally normal. You're projecting on me, and it's fine.
Absolutely. You will lose this week.
I'll take Jose.
Yeah, I got you two D's on this one.
Oh shit, I gotta pick a touchdown score.
Yes.
Balls. Damn, is this the week Kelsey does it? What does Mike Evans do? You don't want to bet on the other side.
What's the I mean, bet on that? Maybe though? Maybe like, he does, but yeah. I wouldn't.
I bet the odds are low.
On him. These are kind of tough. I'm so scared of a lot of these guys.
You're so confident with Deontay Johnson last week.
Yeah, it's because he had a better matchup. Like, the Bears are a little bit tougher. I know Deontay's going to get a ton of targets, but you know what? He has not found the end zone all season, so he's probably got decent odds, but he has a nose for it and a good matchup. Give me Debo, a division game.
Ooh. All right. Looking good. I'm gonna build it at the end of this. last matchup, yeah. Fonz, yes. V, Mario. I'll take this one. This is probably the matchup of the week. Second place versus third place. Currently, Mario is projected to beat Fonz 94.2 to 86. I'm gonna start on the
because I can't side. Because I don't have all my shit in my lineup. All right?
Well, why don't you?
Because I had three players over my roster and I need to get rid of them.
All right, well, let's talk about it. Starting on Fonz's side, we have Dak Prescott in at quarterback, in at running back, Bucky Irving and Kyren Williams. Receivers, CeeDee Lamb and Chris Olave. Tight end, Dalton Kincaid. Flex spots, one is open. We'll talk about that. And in the other one, DJ Moore. And then Dallas kicker, Brandon Aubrey, and Chiefs defense. We have a flex spot open, so let's look on the bench. You know, obvious name that stands out is probably Jordan Mason. I don't know why you don't have him in right now. And but you have.
I can't make
you. I can't.
You got three defenses and you're complaining that you can't can't start anybody.
I understand because I'm going to change my defense. I just need to haven't figured out which defense I'm going to go with.
You know what? This was truly the 4D chess move was Isaac giving you the Troy Franklin trash, and now you've got to store, you got to burn a roster spot that you can't taxi all season long.
So, dude, none of my taxi players are worth keeping. Like, they're all being dumped at the end of the season.
Yeah,
fun. But now you have to like actively. Yeah.
That wasn't a throw in. Yeah. Franklin was not a throw in, I'll tell you that much. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
He was... Maybe the trade is fair now. If we put that in.
Yeah, he was fucking me. You know, give some more players. Yeah. Knew I couldn't resist it.
But yeah, seriously though, Jordan Mason, I feel like he's the obvious one. He would be the one to go into that flex spot. Obviously Brandon Ayuk's another name, but I think Jordan Mason is probably the safer option there. Dontavian Wicks too, but again, if you're ranking them in the names I'm saying them, I think it's Brandon Ayuk and Dontavian Wicks, and then everyone else is just kind of there. And yeah, right now you have Kansas City defense in. They're playing the Saints on Monday night, and your other defenses are the Saints playing Kansas City and Tampa Bay tomorrow night against the Falcons. So
I feel like you got to drop a defense. Yeah, like Mario said.
Yeah, as soon as I figure out which defense I'm going to start, I'm dropping the two defenses and then one more player after that. So
probably Michael Mayer, right?
Somebody.
No, I'm keeping him as a handcuff. Wait, I'll trade it to you for a fourth rounder.
No, I don't need that. I don't need four tight ends. I don't need three tight ends.
You need a handcuff. You need a handcuff for it.
Dude, does he even play? Oh, yeah, he gets on the field.
It says Michael Mayer is away from the team right now due to a personal issue and has no timetable for return.
God, oh my god!
I don't think he comes back to the Raiders. Nah, he probably does. I'm just.
I feel like Michael Mayer looks like what Brock Bowers should look.
I agree.
They need to swap bodies. Do a body swap. Freaky Friday, this one.
I agree.
Yeah,
Bonds. I'm a D1 better. I'm a break protocol here.
No, dude. I don't want your advice.
Jordan Mason goes up to RB2. Bucky Irving comes out of the flex for Dontavian Wicks. No Christian Watson. Gonna sling it all day. Weak pass defense. You're welcome.
Well, Dontavian Wicks is definitely who I want to start in there. And Jordan Mason is obviously going to get in there. No, fuck you, dude. That's what I was thinking already.
Just told you. Everyone heard it.
The one I'm just not sure is, Brandon Ayuk. And I kind of want to wait until he actually starts getting target or starts doing something before I start him. So that, I think it's going to go what I have now. Take out DJ Moore. Go with Jordan Mason and Dontavian Wicks and go Saints defense. Saints defense on Monday night on the lights with no weapons for the Chiefs. I think the Saints come out strong on that game, Monday Night Football.
I think I'm with you on that. And like the waiting game with Brandon Ayuk, I think you can afford to do that to keep him on your bench until then. And it's the 49ers, so I'm willing to bet there's going to be another injury, probably to Kittle, probably to Debo in the coming weeks. So like it's going to happen where it's like the targets are just going to have to go to Ayuk eventually. So I think playing the waiting game there is probably the best play considering everyone else that you have on your team.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Any other notes?
What my brother had said, just Dontavian Wicks for DJ Moore and putting in Jordan Mason as well. I like that a lot.
Go ahead and put DJ Moore in for your parlay touchdown.
You bitch.
No.
This is Deez's matchup, all right? All these side ones, you should probably note these and just do a side side bet on those.
That's always the battle in my head. I'm like, okay, these are the guys. This is my parlay. Let me make it. And then I make it, place the money on it. And I'm like, what about these other guys over here? Like, these are in the back of my head. Like, I wasn't that confident in, but that surely means they're going to score. So, yeah, I need to stop. This is the last week. If it doesn't hit, I'm done. Like, we'll still this, but I'm done placing them.
No, you got to keep doing it.
All right, I'll keep doing it. Moving on over to Mario's side here. Justin Fields is getting the start in at the quarterback spot. Running back.
Michigan Fonz on you.
Oh, damn. Dak versus Justin Fields.
Waited 5 weeks to unleash him just for this matchup.
Hey, but you said that you're undefeated when you start Caleb Williams.
I would have been. And also I am.
In a running back, we have Breece Hall and Derek the King Henry. Receivers, Justin Jefferson, Jaden Reed. Tight end, I want to say Tyler Kraft. It's Tucker Kraft. Yeah. And in the flexes, Khalil Shakir and Tyreek Hill. Which I know the offense, Miami just in general is terrible, but you can't sit Tyreek. I feel like he's maybe the only starter. Yeah. And that beats out Achan. So, and then Washington kicker and the Broncos defense going up against the Raiders. Looking at your bench earlier, and I don't know that there's anyone that I would start in favor of who you currently have. Although Rico Dowdle is last week, you know, playing the Giants. He, I think it's obvious he's the back there, but it's still kind of like that backfield is still a little bit messy, but it was the obvious thing to say at the beginning of the season, but letting a couple weeks play out. And I think, or I would at least hope that it's Dowdle's the guy and, you know, fuck off Zeke, fuck off Dalvin Cook, who hasn't even, I don't think he's dressed, but just everyone else is not relevant here. But I don't think you start Rico over anyone you currently have. What are your thoughts,
Martin? It would definitely be a holding your breath sort of thing for Rico. Like, him and Javonte are both equally – they're sort of like your Wandale situation. It's like, all right, like 5 or 6 is probably a fair hope. But Tyreek is going to get manufactured touches. I hate the offense. But he's a guy that you can put it in his hands and he can take off. Neither one of these other two guys really have that. Rico, there's not an effective running team right now. Mm-hmm. Best I can hope for is maybe some dump offs, but he hasn't been, you know, he has 2 games with 5 targets, but 2 games with 1 target. And Pittsburgh defense concerns me a little bit. I think for Dak to have a successful game, he's going to have to find CD and Ferguson. I just don't see Rico being able to punch through that defensive line. So it's like, I'm crossing my fingers for a touchdown. It's like, Javonte's getting a lot of work too, but he's just not super effective with it. I actually like him a little more this week, but it's just fucking, it's Tyreek, right? Just got to sit there. Just got to sit there and hope for it.
There's something else I was going to mention on your side, Mario, and I lost it. Oh, it's not relevant to any starts or anything, but I pulled up Javonte Williams' player card. Does anyone else think he looks like a buffed up Bronny James, LeBron James' son?
Yeah, he kind of does.
I don't even know what that dude looks like.
All right. Well, dude, it's something to look up after, but I just saw that and I was like, wait, are they messing with me? Okay, no. That's Javonte Williams.
Yeah. Javonte just hates touchdowns. He's like the Jacoby Myers of running backs.
Not Jacoby Myers anymore, sir.
Yeah, I hope he follows the same pattern. But, yeah, and Shakir, he's been like, he's not super involved. It's a little bit of crossing your fingers with that too. But man, his catch rate is absurd. Like, he had 100% catch rate going into week 4, mm-hmm. and he caught 4 or 5 targets on that. So hopefully Josh Allen starts to appreciate that the guy has glue for hands, and we'll just continue to kind of find him in what hopefully is a shootout with Houston.
Yeah, I don't think I'd change anything. I was considering bringing up for conversation, like maybe Geno over Justin Fields, but I the way he's been playing and the way Cowboys look right now, I think Justin Fields is the play.
I think I think Fields is going to, I'm banking on the rushing. I think he's going to get loose a few times and have at least six plus rushing attempts. And we're missing DeMarcus Lawrence already. Micah Parsons, I don't know if he's going to play. So it's already a bad D-line. And I'm just hoping he can get loose for that rushing upside. On the flip side, Geno playing the Giants, I don't think he's going to have to throw a ton. They're probably going to a pass or like a run script if they get up a lot. But the last time I thought that was against Miami, and Geno had 11 points against Miami. So go with Fields. For real this time. I didn't say, but last week I put Fields in Sunday morning, and then I changed it at 11:58 to put Caleb back in. And that move cost me $40 because I would have outscored Castro for the number one score of the week.
Still got the win, though. So,
yeah.
Still got the win.
Yeah.
All right. Any other thoughts, or can we pick them?
Pick them.
Do it.
Let's pick them.
Oh. I'm taking Mario. William?
Yolanda, you picked against me earlier, right? I picked Mario.
Whoa!
Two votes in favor of Mario and for my anytime touchdown score.
You're such a hypocrite when it comes to talking about karma. Yeah. Like,
I can't.
See, exactly. Karma's going to come to you, bitch.
For the anytime touchdown score, I would believe it if, other than the tight ends, like I would believe it if everyone on these two teams have touchdowns to their name when we do the recap next week. But I'm gonna bet on Old Faithful here and say Derrick Henry gets in for a score this week.
Oh no!
He's gonna be the one that doesn't score.
I'm telling you, it's the pattern. Derrick Henry went off on the week he didn't need him.
Right.
And the week that he needs him, he's not going to show up.
For the record, Derrick Henry has double digits in every game this year and a touchdown in every game this year. That's so the pattern, Fonz.
So he's due for a bad game.
The man is pure, 247 pounds of pure dick. He's going to stick it right in the end zone.
Here.
You're going to taste it, Fonz.
Damn, dude. Not a single bone in his fucking body, I guess.
That's all
me. This would be a good one. Be a good one, Fonz. I'll jump at a party with you. I'm fucking scared. I'm not gonna go Castro. I'm not gonna hide.
No, dude. I love when we're in a party watching these games. It's great.
I know it's the highlight of my week.
I know, and then we get online and we're just like fucking sleepier, like, dude, this is boring as fuck.
Wait, y'all are gonna do it again this weekend?
I think I'm clear Sunday.
I'm gonna go to church with the Joe's family on Sunday, and then I'll be home.
Joe's family,
Gorilla Joe.
Oh, not okay.
Fantasy football Joe.
Joe Granats.
And before we get out of here, that six leg parlay is at 55x, so a $10 on that pays out $557. And then just for scale, $25 pays out nearly $1,400. So
$25 it is, dude.
Are you gonna do a confident three leg?
Yeah.
Yes, I'd like that strategy. Yeah, just confident, get your money back on three bet.
Leave off Chris Godwin on the confident.
Yeah, I was trying to like, okay, which three? And I'd probably go Derrick Henry. This is my perspective. Derrick Henry, Debo, and Jaden Daniels.
Dude, that's so biased. That's not even gut feeling.
No, I'm looking at names. Well, how's that biased?
Derrick Henry used to be on your team. Debo is on your team. And
well, I almost said BTJ, but I was like, nah, they're gonna think I'm like, oh, okay, so it's just guys you really like. Oh.
Hey, it's your wager.
It is.
Do what you want. Now, that being said, if Godwin is part of the six leg, I will be rooting for Godwin to score on Thursday night. And if he doesn't, well, then Sunday doesn't matter suddenly for the rest of that season.
That's true. No, yeah. Really. At least you get it out done early. Yeah, exactly. In and out.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, we have done it yet again. Oh, man, we went a little long on this one, but that's all right.
That's all right.
It was all in good fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. We had a lot of content.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're out of here for week 5. We'll be back to recap it next week. God. See you guys.
See ya.
All right, good night, everybody.
Really signing out.